tired?
No, I'm just rubbing my face.
Okay. I'm just rubbing my face.
Just rubbing my face.
So how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm George.
I'm John.
From Zero Pier Productions.
Yep.
Brand new member, John.
John from Zero Pier Productions. You know it.
And you look a lot like Al.
Yeah. Facial constraint. You know that guy who got surgery to look like Bieber?
Oh, yeah. No. And he...
died.
Didn't he kill himself?
Yeah.
Well, this just took a very dark turn.
Mm-hmm.
So you killed Al is what you're saying?
No, I got the surgery to look like Al.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Okay,
I got the surgery.
All right.
He's not dead.
Okay.
He's just...
Well, I asked him to come in today, so...
Well, I mean...
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah,
Al,
exactly.
John, whatever, right?
Same thing. Simple names.
I don't know if you saw the last episode of the podcast, but I use like the little nameplates now. I'm just going to cross out the Al and just put like John on it now. It's going to be good. It's like, everyone's going to be like, I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know what, all right.
And this John guy sounds like Al, and it's...
Looks like him.
Yeah, so... Not if they're listening to audio-only version, then...
That's true, then...
Yeah, then...
No.
No.
When...
Do they have like a vocal, like, surgery thing yet, or no?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure if you really had like a lot of money, you could try, but
yeah.
It probably wouldn't sound too great.
Probably not, no. I think the easiest way is probably just use like one of those like online voice changers or something.
Yeah,
probably.
And even then, that's...
They sound like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like bad crime movies when you have the guy who's... that hacker who's like, you have one day to send $10 million. Apparently, I am Fishtoe.
I was going to say Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman / Fishtoe. Oh, man. So we were going to try and do a podcast last week because it was New York Comic Con, but we didn't get around to it because it was like kind of crazy and... The only night you were really over was Friday night, and we wound up recording other stuff anyway.
We did I Am Bread.
We did I Am Bread. The video went up. That was really funny.
We went to a bakery.
Went to a bakery.
It was fitting.
We had two dinners.
Yes, we did.
We had bread, because I got the sandwich.
I think I got the sandwich.
Okay.
I got the brisket sandwich. What sandwich did you get?
I got the sausage.
Sausage.
I just put it in my mouth.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Because I hadn't had the sausage before. I was like, gotta have the sausage. Yeah, but New York Comic Con... Pretty fun.
It's fun.
You went what days? Well, I'm sorry. Al went what days, John?
Friday and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Friday, to, yeah.
And then after that, you went to like a live recording of a podcast,
we went to
right?
Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and mm-hmm. Ralph Garman. And that was at the H Ballroom, Herzen something.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. The Hammerstein Ballroom.
Hammerstein there.
Over
yeah.
by Penn Station, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that separate from the
it's part,
other podcast he does?
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of something else?
No. Kevin Smith has Smodcast, and that's where he has, like, all
okay.
his podcasts. But the Hammerstein Ball, that's, like, it was also... That's where they were having a bunch of the panels
mm-hmm.
now.
Okay.
So, like, I guess it wasn't part of a panel, because we paid for it. So, like...
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, because we walked on, I think, Friday or Saturday, we walked by and, like, we thought, or I thought it was for, like, parking, because there was a bunch of people waiting.
Right, yeah.
But
it was, like, a long line, I remember.
Yeah, and that's where, I guess they either do panels or someone said they were going to The Walking Dead, and that's where that was, too.
Yeah, we met someone on Friday who was going to The Walking Dead premiere
yes.
at Hammerstein Friday afternoon,
yeah.
like, 5 p.m. or so.
So it's got to be part of the Comic-Con, like...
Yeah.
thing now, because there was all people waiting there.
Yeah,
and
it's
also,
either that or they just, or the people who have these things, they just figure, let's schedule it for that same weekend.
Yeah.
Because I know there's one of the YouTube channels I watch during PAX Prime, because they were like, oh, for people who can't necessarily like get into PAX Prime but are still in the Seattle area, they did a, like, an episode of their podcast live, just, and they rented out like a bar and stuff,
nice.
And they just did it there. So it was a way for, like, people who were in the area but couldn't get into PAX
yeah, they
to, like, still
see that, yeah.
See that, yeah.
Because, I don't know if you did heard about it, but did you hear, like, it was, like, New York Super Week or something?
That's another New York Comic Con thing, though, right?
I
can never keep them straight because there's so many things going on now.
I didn't know about it, but, like, it's all, like, extra stuff because Nikolai talked about it on RLF. It was,
okay.
like, there was a blood rave.
What?
It was, I think it's based on one of the movies, like the Blade series.
Oh, okay. That makes
and
more
so
sense.
So it was a rave.
I was thinking like Twilight. like vampire-like blood rave, like all the sparkling vampires just get together, like
just like ching ching,
yeah,
like sparkling, like
wah. Yeah, they're just ripping their shirts off. It's like bite me.
But yeah, no, apparently it was a rave, and like they replaced water with like red colored water.
Okay, I was hoping it would be like fruit punch, so it gets really sticky.
Oh my god, that would be horrible.
It would
get
be
like
horrible.
Attacked by bees and
you'd
stuff.
You'd probably have like diabetes by the end of the night.
Oh jeez.
They're just like dumping Hawaiian punch just on you.
Shrink through your skin
with
Hawaiian punch. Oh my god.
You would also, just going home, you wouldn't stink, everyone would just be like, why does this guy smell
punch? Yeah, it'd be like, it would not be good. You'd have to take a shower afterwards.
You'd probably need to take like two. Like just that in your hair alone is already going to be like, ugh, no.
Yeah, you'd have
You're like, no,
like if you have long hair, it'd be the worst thing ever. Like you'd want to just shave. You'd go. Everyone would go there with shaved heads.
Yeah,
and when it would look like a skin.
That where everyone is shaved the next day. Sunday of New York Comic Con, everyone shows up with shaved heads.
Oh,
it's like, oh
then,
no,
like, taking a shower, like just everything would be red. Oh,
yeah,
man, this is a bad idea. Don't do that, anyone.
But like going back to New York Comic Con, we met quite a few people this year. It's good,
yeah,
as always.
I mean, Friday was a little slow, but that was only because we put out the video late.
Yeah, but it's also Friday's like a school day, so
that is true.
Like
yeah.
We saw people on Saturday who were like, "Oh yeah, I couldn't come because I was in school."
Yeah.
Or like they came straight after school, but by that time I think we had left or something like that. So that's understandable. But because I remember last year when we went, Saturday was the busy day because
mm-hmm.
we went Saturday, and then Sunday was like the slower day.
Yeah,
because we skipped Friday altogether last year. But like you didn't have tickets at all. I had a Sunday ticket. But tickets are still just getting like more and more ridiculous to get. But here's what I was thinking about. So, New York Comic Con, you have to pay to get in, obviously.
Yeah.
But most New York Comic Con is just, here's all these booths where you can pay to buy more stuff.
Yeah.
There's very few interactive things or I guess there's
book
signings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, more so than stuff like PAX, because PAX there is stuff to buy, but it's mostly like, do you want to try this game? Do you want to meet these developers? But New York Comic Con, it's just like, you have paid to get into this mall, essentially.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think like, well, every exhibitor there pays to get in, and then everyone who goes to the exhibit hall to buy stuff pays to get in as well. How much money does New York Comic Con make? Because then most of the people you see there who are working there are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get paid at all. Same like PAX, you have the enforcers.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, they have to be making bank.
Because we tried to get, or we looked at a booth, getting a booth the 1 year. Do you remember what it was in?
I think it was maybe 1,500, yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was for like a small booth,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And I remember the year that we were at PAX East with Austin for the GGN, their indie.
They paid, yeah.
They paid a lot because they also had a corner booth. Corner booths are like, you pay extra for that because it, you know,
it's a lot more traffic, yeah.
Yeah, because they have to
stop,
go by that
yeah.
way. So yeah, but I don't know. What I would love to do is if we could do a booth 1 year, but I guess the best thing to do would be maybe if we had like a larger group, maybe if we were like with other YouTubers even.
Yeah.
And just made it like, if they're watching this, which I doubt they are, if we talked to like Maddie and Lone and maybe did something like a ham radio.
That'd be cool.
I mean, granted, that's their thing. I don't know why I say we'd do it.
Lone would have to come from Australia.
Well,
yes. We'll have him on Skype.
Yeah. You just have him on Skype the entire time. But he still has to wear like the Vault Boy mask because he can't show his face.
That'd be great.
But something like that, it'd be really cool.
If we had
like a group of YouTubers that we did more stuff with
and
then we all like did a booth together. Like,
yeah,
that'd be really sweet.
Yeah.
And then, because it means a lot more of us are pitching in. So
yeah,
the price isn't necessarily
yeah.
just on the two of us.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. It'd just be cool, and it'd also be easier for people to find us if it's instead of last minute.
Find us at the front entrance on this street and behind the flags and under this banner. And
instead of just be like, go to this booth.
Yeah.
There's no like two ways about it. It's like literally just go to this booth. That being said, on the Sunday that I was there at New York Comic Con, like, once again, comparing this to PAX,
mm-hmm.
PAX, you can pretty much find booths. Like, you can find the booth number on each booth.
Okay.
New York Comic Con, you can't find shit, like, number-wise. You can find the giant, like, aisle signs.
But you can't
But the individual booths, no one has their booth number.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like looking at the map, or like the list of all the booths, and I was like, I don't know where the fuck to go. It doesn't even tell you which way is the start and which way is the end.
Really?
Like, it doesn't say 0 is here, like 100 is here.
It just says
aisle 1500, 1000, whatever.
That's weird.
Buy more stuff.
Hmm. So, I mean, was it super busy?
It was pretty packed,
It was pretty packed. And where did you go? Because I know there's, like, where we were, if you face the building, there's the left, which...
The Jurassic Park entrance or the Jurassic World
entrance?
Well, the
Jurassic World, because usually the sides is a lot of the pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the edges.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything, I guess, you saw then? Specific?
They did have... they had more games there than I thought. They had Just Cause 3.
Oh, okay.
They had...
Someone did mention, yeah.
Yeah. It might have been me.
Maybe.
They had the final episode of Life is Strange, I think.
Okay.
Which I haven't played yet, but I heard really good things about it.
I've heard really good things, yeah.
The thing is, like, I want to play it, and I heard a lot of good things, but then my sister was like, don't play it, George, because it's just about, like, teenage girls. I was like, oh. I don't know if I... okay, apparently it's really good, but I don't know if I care now, yeah. I would just be like, all right, teenage girls. It's like, yeah, just shut the fuck up already.
Be quiet.
But that's kind of nice. It's like, my sister, like, follows all these people on YouTube who play it, so she was like, no, George, it's good, but it's not your thing. Just,
yeah.
Like, stay away. I was like, okay, fine, I'll stick to the Telltale games.
Yeah.
And Minecraft, the first episode of Minecraft Story Mode came out. Remember how we watched the trailer, mm-hmm. and we were like, this looks horrible. Apparently, it's fantastic.
Really?
Apparently, like, everything that people saw in the trailer was like, this looks really shitty. Apparently, it turned out to be as good as any other Telltale game, if not better. Hmm. Have you played any of the Telltale games aside from Walking Dead?
Just The Walking Dead.
Okay. Because I've heard, like, really good things about some of the other ones as well. Like, even the Borderlands one, which I was super skeptical about, because Telltale is very story-based, and Borderlands...
Not so, I mean, people like the
goofy
story. I don't care for the story, but...
Yeah.
I can see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, but... I don't know, I was like...
I mean, they
might
seem,
be one of those things I just pick up, like, during a Steam sale or something.
Yeah, they seem to know what they're doing, so... I mean, with the Minecraft one, it was... Because Minecraft... I mean, I know they've slowly put in, like, a story... Or they put, like, an ending, or you fight the dragon.
Yeah, but even then you just keep playing. It's
yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
So, I mean, but there are, like, I am subscribed to a channel that does do, like, Minecraft animations. I can't remember the guy's name, but...
It looks like some of the Minecraft animations.
Yeah, and, I'm thinking about it now. Those videos, they do have story and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I'm sure as long as you make players care about the characters, you should be fine.
Yeah, and I think... The guy who played Lee in season 1 of The Walking Dead is the main character in Minecraft.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but at the very least, I know he's in the Minecraft story mode.
Sweet.
That being said, I think the title is pretty fantastic, though. It's just Minecraft story mode, not Telltale's Minecraft.
Yeah, just keep it simple.
Just to say, it's
story
like, well,
mode.
You guys didn't add story mode for how many years now?
Here it is.
I remember I was in high school when I first saw Minecraft for the first time.
Yeah.
It was still in, like, beta or whatever. And now here we are, what, like 6 or 7 years later, and now we're getting a story mode from a different company. It's like, Telltale knows what they're doing, so. The only thing I've heard is that they do need to upgrade their engine, because for the most part, it's still like the same engine as,
As the original games?
As the original games. I'm trying to remember, it's like,
I've never heard
but
of
you've,
the engine.
I don't know.
Or am I, maybe I
I'm
have.
Trying to think of the game's names.
Well, there's...
What were their earlier games?
The Walking Dead?
No, before that.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I think it's, like, based off that engine still, for the most part.
Okay.
So people still have, like animation glitches sometimes, because they are just building upon this, you know, super
old
engine.
Yeah.
And while it's not the most intensive game, it still requires, you know, some newer technology.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. And then, did you ever play the Back to the Future game?
I watched videos on it, because I think I'd heard, like, mixed reviews, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I just watched videos about it. I don't know if I ever finished the whole...
Like, playthrough?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
But yeah, no. I don't think it... Did you ever give it a try, or no?
No. The Walking Dead was my first and so far only Telltale game.
I played The Walking Dead the first... How many seasons or
there
episodes
have been
are now?
Two so far. So it was season 1... which was 5, then the 400 days add-on, which added like mini episodes, which were kind of cool, and then that led into season two.
Okay, so I did the last one. I did, I guess, was the mini episodes.
Okay, I would definitely recommend season two. Really well done. Like, I thought season one was fantastic. They outdid themselves for two, just like in terms of the writing and some of the like character development. So I would say definitely get that, and I'm sure it's going to be on sale with Halloween like right around the corner.
Yeah, be a good.
And I know at E3 they announced an add-on for season two, similar to how they did the 400 days for season one. But since it's Telltale, we might see that in a year or so. Because I don't think they started the Minecraft story mode, but I don't know if they finished some of the other stuff yet. I don't think they finished Borderlands or Game of Thrones yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So the cool thing about them is, like, they'll just release everything when it's done. But there's no way of knowing when it'll finally
be done. When it's done, when it's done.
Yeah. I just realized we haven't, like, discussed where we are today, because obviously this isn't my apartment.
This
no.
is George's bathroom, actually.
This is my complete renovation. I don't know where I put the toilet or the shower, but when your bathroom looks this nice, you can just shit anywhere.
Exactly. And
don't.
He does.
Please don't.
I mean, I won't, but George does.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is his bathroom.
You might
want to
wipe up after you get up from that chair. You know, just
oh, God.
It is brown.
Yeah, no, these are brown.
These are brown. Mine's yeah,
yours
maroon.
Still the maroon color.
I got the little nice chair. You got the little boss chair.
Boss chair.
Boss chair in the bathroom.
Boss chair. That's the real toilet. This is like the waiting part.
Is this my velvet toilet that you talked about on the stream the one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to cut together all the times when I, like, leave the stream and you just say stuff about me. Or the time that you were streaming at my place when I was, like, at class and you were just talking about, like, yeah, George is dead. No, he's definitely dead. And then when I got on the chat with my personal account, like, with the George Holinsky account, you were just like, oh, no, that's a bot. I made that. But I was confused because everyone in the chat was just saying to me, you're fake. And I was like, what? And then when I watched the stream, I was like, oh, that's why. I watched the stream afterwards. It was really funny.
Nice. I'm glad you liked it.
I tried to watch the stream you tried, Comic-Con weekend.
No good.
That's my fault, partially. I gave you my setup, which had like a 6,000...
We didn't realize it would change.
Bitrate upload.
Yeah, we didn't realize it would change that. I thought it was just going to change the stream key and like that and a few other things, but...
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. No, I should have taken that into consideration because...
That's all right.
Like, I just upgraded my, you know, I upgraded my internet, super fucking fantastic now, and that's just been, like, I've just been setting everything super high, because I'm like, why the fuck not?
Yeah, exactly, you can, so, might as well.
I'm not using it for anything else, so what do I care if I use all of my upload just to stream? I should just stream in 4K, even though it would probably crash my computer in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I did watch the video on demand version, though, of your attempted stream for the half hour. It was really funny because, and I was talking to someone from the stream, and they were like, it was really funny just to see, like, the snippets when it would cut out, and then you come back and you're just immediately cursing. You're like, just black and then fucking shit. I was like, all right, yeah. So I might release that and be like, just a warning. It's like, this stream didn't work.
It's destroyed.
So if you watch this, you have to understand that this is going to look like shit later on.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny, so I kind of want to release that.
We got something out of it.
Yeah. The first, 15 minutes were perfect, and then after that...
Yeah, then after that, it was like... No
I don't know
thanks.
Why, too. Like, the fact that it lasted for 15 minutes...
Yeah, I don't understand either.
I don't know. And I don't think it was an issue with the Restream site, because I've never had an issue with them, but it's hard to tell.
It's life.
And I've been doing, like, a ton of... research / preparation for the 24-hour stream.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last podcast, I was saying that I was concerned about, like, if we switch from PC to Xbox One and just, like, the, not the lag, but just the webcam not syncing up and the audio not syncing up.
Yeah.
I finally fucking found a solution. Yes. Have you heard of XSplit?
Yes.
So we're possibly going to use XSplit for the stream as opposed to OBS.
Okay.
Because OBS, takes a little more time to, like, set up the, like, the settings in regards to the audio delay or the webcam delay. But then in XSplit, it's a lot easier. It's, like, literally just, like, 2 clicks.
Really?
So I'm going to do, like, some tests with XSplit just to make sure that it works as well as OBS. But assuming that it does, then we should be good to go in terms of streaming, which made me super excited because I spent, like, all night researching it. They're just like, you know, when you've been working on something for so long, and then at the end of the night, you're like, yes, I did it. It's 5 a.m., but I can go to bed now.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like, we had to be here at, like, 1 p.m. today, which meant I woke up around, like, 11:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working last night, not on the XSplit thing, that was a couple days ago, but I was working last night on videos and whatnot until, like, 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And then I only got, like, 6 hours of sleep. But the funny thing about that was, so my dad and my sister are going up to Massachusetts today. They're already there, actually.
Okay.
They're going up for a day trip. They're actually visiting Simon's College, the college that Simon went to.
That's right. Because she's thinking of... Remember last time you said, can he show it off?
Yeah. And that didn't work out, because they were going to, like, a specific event.
Okay.
But it was really nice of Simon to offer. He was like, if your sister wants to take a tour of the college, like, I'll show her around. But that was pretty cool. But to leave and get there in time for the event they want to go to, they had to wake up at 4 a.m. And I was just thinking, it's like, wow. So I haven't gotten to sleep yet. And they're getting ready to go on a road trip.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life? Like, what is this? Like, most people are waking up now to start their day.
You're going to sleep.
And, my day's ending.
Yeah.
But, like, we've talked about it before. It's like, if we have to wake up early, it's weird, because then we're used to waking up and our videos are already out. We're, like, ready to go out.
And then it's like, oh.
If you wake up early, it's like, I have to wait to see what people think of this video. Speaking of which, New Vegas Bounties 3.
Yeah.
How is it? I only watched, like, the first three parts.
It's fantastic. I had a lot of fun with it. I did forget to... I was supposed to turn on, like, Wild Wasteland, so that, kooky stuff happens. But,
okay.
I used a different save game.
Did you use, like, one of his main
Yeah, I used
save
one
games?
Of some... Because some guy has a save game mm-hmm. that completes New Vegas Bounties 1. And
yeah.
I used that one, then I beat 2. And I did Russell as well.
Yeah.
But then, like, I didn't realize that... He messaged me and he said, like, make sure... I completely forgot. So, like, I was redoing last night a bunch of the parts, but then, like, I added the perk.
Oh, just for fun or just...
just to record, like, the stuff I missed.
Okay, and so you can put on, like, a video of, like, oh, this is the Wild Wasteland stuff.
Yeah, but then I added the perk, and it still didn't, like, a half an hour later, like, I checked the perks. So I should have done that first, but it still wasn't there, and I was like...
Oh.
And I don't know, because I'm a level 50... So, like, you can't level
so
up.
You're max level now,
yeah. Plus, like, is it because Wild Wasteland is, like, a tag perk, do you think? Like, I don't understand.
It's not a perk, though. It's a trait.
Yeah, trait.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
I know...
Maybe that's why, because I did player.addperk.
I know that... Oh, that might be why. I know that not using console commands, like, if you couldn't get the console command to work, that you can always go back to the sink at the Big Mountain facility.
Oh,
and you can, like, add perks that way, I think.
Hmm.
Not perks, traits.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'd say check that out if you couldn't get the console command working. Although you should be
able
to.
Maybe that's why, because it is a trait.
Yeah. And traits, aside from Big Mountain, are supposed to be added at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah, and you can't change. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm not sure. People yelled at me when I started my New Vegas playthrough and I didn't use Wild Wasteland. I was like, there's going to be enough weird stuff going on, guys. There's mods everywhere. Like, give me like one concession, please.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this weird. Let's not have it be weird to me.
Be weirder.
Yeah. But, like, it's kind of funny when you think about it, because your channel, your first video was New Vegas Bounties.
Yeah. So it's,
and
like,
now,
yeah, it's a definite, like, it's a special mod and a special series, definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's, like, almost 5 years in the making, and right before Fallout 4 comes out.
Yeah. So it's,
like,
it's how I started, and then, like, how
it's
I
it's technically
Fallout,
how you can end it.
New Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like, a really cool, like, way to... And then almost, and
yeah.
For you and for some guy, too, because he said that he wanted to get it out before Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what he'll be doing in the future.
Yeah.
But...
Because I, like, remember reading his post, and he was saying, like, that he wasn't entirely sure about modding anymore, because he is, like, such a perfectionist. He's like, he doesn't want to release something unless he feels that it's perfect.
Yeah.
And I can understand that.
Yeah, because then, I mean... I always say it, like, people don't complain unless something's wrong, so...
Yeah.
It's definitely, you want to get it right when you put it out the first time.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to releasing something broken and then fixing it over time, because then, after that first impression, people are like, it's broken, why do I want to bother updating it?
Cause plus, there's always bugs with mods, so it's...
Yeah, some things that don't that conflict or just don't work together.
No bueno.
And that's why we can't have paid mods.
No.
No, but... I mean, Bethesda said there were going to be paid mods for Fallout 4 at launch, but let's hope that it stays the same. You're just like, nope, can't. I don't want to have a mod budget. Like, you have to pay for mods every week.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
You have to set aside, like, have to write it off on your taxes. Like, well, I spent this amount on mods.
I'll start making my own mods.
Yeah.
Get around it.
But then, when you release the video and you have the link in the description, people have to pay for your mod.
Oh, God, no.
You just see, like, the disc, like, bar just, like, grow over time. And people just be like, what a sellout. What a
dickbag.
But I tried to, like, talk about where we were today, and we talked about, like, the bathroom.
Well, that's where we are.
Well, yes. No, but we're on
the
set.
Bathroom.
For the bathroom.
For the bathroom scene.
Of Stupidity in Progress, season 2. Bathroom.
So, Battlefront was pretty fun.
Okay, yeah, no, we can talk about Battlefront. Well, because... What?
What?
We can talk about Battlefront, I don't mind.
It was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
Yeah.
Well, I know you did a series on Star Wars Battlefront 2 for your channel. I like how you have to remember, like, did I? I mean, it was in the past year, too, so...
Well, did we talk about Battlefront last time we...
I don't think... The beta wasn't out yet, because that was back in September.
I could have sworn... Maybe it was probably during the stream.
It was probably when we played Battlefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you played Battlefront 2.
I played Battlefront 2. That was fun.
Yeah. Did you ever play it before that, though?
I think once in college, like, my friend had it on Xbox or something.
Okay.
Like, one of the... Yeah, back in the day.
Way
it might have been
when?
Battlefront 1.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you see, like, that's the thing. A lot of people who are complaining or, like, are very skeptical about the stuff in the new Battlefront were people who played the originals growing up. So...
Makes... I guess.
Even Matt and I, though, like, those were some of the games we played the most. And that, I think they came out when we were in, like, middle school or so.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, as someone who played the original Battlefronts, there are some things I'll miss. But for the most part, the Battlefront games weren't chock full of content either. You played through the campaign for your playthrough. It was literally just, here's just the normal stuff. But we added a few
voice.
It was just regular capture mode, but they added, like, a few voiceovers. But that was pretty much it. So, like, the fact that they're not adding a campaign mode, it's like, you're really not missing out on too much.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why people are angry, but...
Yeah.
Everything is... Well, not everything, but... For games like that, I can see why they would go multiplayer.
Yeah. It's like if, Battlefield didn't come out with a campaign mode 1 year. Would it matter?
No, I mean, I play it, but I don't think anyone else does.
Very few people. I mean, I didn't... The last Battlefield, like, I was Battlefield 3, and I played through the story, and I was just like, wow, that left no impression on me whatsoever.
Did Hardline have single player?
It did.
It did.
It had a story mode, and I don't know how it was, because a lot of people were just like, this game's eh. Because you never got Hardline, right?
Because I was so confused. I thought Hardline was just a DLC.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I mean, I know it now, but, like, for the longest time, I was like, wait, it's...
An expansion or something.
I was like, what
yeah.
is it? Like, I never got what it was. It just didn't make any sense to me. I was like, wait, it's Cops and Robbers?
Cops and Robbers in Battlefield by a company that isn't DICE.
So, I mean, I've never played it, so I can't really say anything about it, but...
I played the beta, and... Like, Battlefield 3 story, it left no impression on me.
I mean, I can't... No, Battlefield 3 was... They interrogated the guy in New York City.
It was like... It seemed as though they were trying to copy aspects of Black Ops story, almost.
Yeah,
that's what I kind of
like
got
that.
From it.
And then Battlefield 4 was... I forget what Battlefield 4... No, all I remember Battlefield 4 was there was, at the end, there's like a, you're on an airship. Not an airship, an aircraft carrier.
Okay. I never played, so I don't know the story.
I liked 4.
I know you always said, like, aside from, like, some of the issues with the netcode earlier on, that it was just really fun.
I had a ton of fun with it. I think, or at least I think a lot of people didn't like it because they had problems from the beginning.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never really had any problems, so I was always fine with it.
Mm-hmm. No, because I remember, like, the year it came out, you had gotten it, and you were just like, I'm having fun.
I played
so.
It a lot. I mean...
Yeah.
It's not... If I check my Steam numbers, it's not super high, but...
Origin.
Origin yet. Maybe I can't check it then.
No, you can. You can check your hours
on Origin. Oh, right, because it's under Steam, but then...
No, it's just on Origin, but Origin does track your hours in a game.
Right, you're right.
So, like, I know that I have, like, 30 hours in Titanfall, for example. Or 30 hours in Sims. I wonder how many hours you have in Sims 4.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because I play maybe an hour and some for each episode, and then I
whittle it down. But that's still once a week, so it still adds up over time, and you're on
probably how many weeks now? Probably over 40 hours.
Probably more, because...
we've done a few series.
Probably more, because Sims 4 has been out for over a year now.
Yeah.
So, at least 50, maybe 60 hours or so.
Yeah, that sounds... Plus, I play... I still play
for fun.
Not anymore, not as much, okay. But I mean... I used to play a lot more for fun.
It's just a easy pick up and very casual game.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to think too much,
go to work and
get
money and
exactly
upgrade
and
your house.
Yeah, pay your bills and adopt a kid, have a kid,
yes.
Kill the kid.
Alien kid,
they'll disappear from your game.
Yes. It's perfect.
Oh man. So I gotta say that like I said earlier, we're filming on set today for Studio in Progress. No one else is here yet, which is why we're doing the podcast right now. We had a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's what, maybe 2 p.m.? 2:30, yeah. Oh, so Sam should be here any minute, hopefully. Yeah, and we just end immediately. But
kicks the door open.
But it's 2:30. I really haven't done too much today aside from come here. I'm already exhausted.
Really?
I don't know if that's because I went to bed at 5:30 or because I had to lug all this equipment here today, but I'm just I'm already done. And we haven't even started.
Combination of those.
Yeah, but either way, I'm just oh God, we have to be here. We're going to be here for the next 6.5 hours.
God.
We haven't started yet.
Oh no.
Yeah, but I'm hoping today goes well. The last time we were here to film, we didn't get as much done as I hoped we would.
Yeah.
So we have to make up for that today.
Gotta speed through.
And then Stupidity in Progress Season 2 will start October 28th.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday, so it'll be on Wednesdays, probably in the evening, and should be good. I enjoyed Season 2. Season 2, I think, was a step up from Season 1.
I think so, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, aside from just, being able to film in this on-set location, because I think I had a better idea of what I wanted to do with the series overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Season 3, if it ever comes out, will be the best and the last. Because, goddamn, this is... it's a love-hate relationship now. I love doing this, but the time it takes to get everyone, to schedule everything, it's goddamn it.
Yeah.
I didn't know the exact scheduling for today until last night at, 9 p.m. And I was like, I can't keep doing this.
Exactly.
This is bad. I'm not happy. I'm really not. I'm not happy. It's too stressful. I'm just sitting here, just want to make the series that I want to make, but it's fucking impossible. It's what do I do? I'm just sitting here crying to myself, and I was with...
Just you in here, before I get here, just crying.
Yeah, you walked in on me crying. You're like, George, stop crying in the bathroom.
George, stop.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Wash your hands.
With my tears, yeah, it's better than fruit punch.
Oh, yeah, it's very natural. All natural.
Yeah, but, so in terms of conventions, obviously we try going to New York Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully PAX...
Hopefully,
South
yeah.
in January. If not, then PAX East, which is the easiest one for us to go, I think, because it's Boston. Then other than that, I don't know, specifically what else we could go to, just because travel's so goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
But, I think the easiest thing is just people can recommend stuff to us, and we'll always keep stuff in mind.
We'll see what we can do.
People are always like, you should go to London. I was like,
a little far away.
A little far. You don't have
a
passport.
It's probably the closest... I guess to us, wouldn't it be?
In terms of international conventions, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Australia, but that's a 24-hour flight, so no bueno.
That'd be interesting. That'd be a video.
It could be just a vlog. It's just
Day,
hour one, we're on a plane. Hour two, still on the fucking plane.
Three, too much.
Yeah, it's too much plane. It's George, you're only 3 hours in. You have 21 more hours to go. And you also have to take, a connecting flight as well, because I don't think you're allowed to take...
You can't fly...
Well, no, it's not you, it's the pilots. Pilots aren't allowed to fly for more than 21 hours straight.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time. Most people aren't awake for 21 hours straight.
Definitely.
So, why should they fly a plane chock full of people and explosive gasoline? Sounds great, right?
No, I'm good. I'll take the connecting.
Oh! That's what we can do. We'll take a plane to London, and then another plane. We'll like hang out there for 2 days, and then take a plane to Australia. There you go. Super expensive still, but hit both in the same
mission,
trip.
Mission accomplished.
Yep. It's only 12-hour flights, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know how long the flight is to London. It's like maybe 8?
Probably. That sounds about right.
That sounds right. Yeah, why
California
not?
California was like 5.
5?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe 8.
And I know Texas is like 4, I think, because you had to go further south than when we went to California. Like, California was more or less just straight across, but then Texas, it's more
probably
like...
Probably go a little, down.
Yeah.
You could probably go down and then west.
Yeah. This is our knowledge of planes. This is everything we know. It's wonderful. Welcome to the plane cast.
The FAA chat.
So there is one thing I did want to talk about today, though.
All right.
So recently we got contacted by Green Man Gaming, and I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're pretty well known. So they're an online store for PC games. You can like buy like a key for a Steam game,
okay,
or an Origin game or a Ubisoft game on there. And they're pretty good about pricing. They usually have some deals as well. And they reached out to us about, like, would you guys be interested in partnering up with us and getting your fans some, like, cool deals and whatnot. I was like,
mm-hmm,
all right, cool. So starting now, if you use the offer code 0productionssave, and I'll have it down here as well, so just so you can read that as well, because there's some dashes in it. You can save 20% on selected titles on Green Man Gaming.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good. We also have an affiliate link, so just so that they know we sent you, so they can be like, oh, look, these guys aren't completely worthless, which is always good. Listen, that's how they phrased it in the email. Green Man Gaming were like, you need to prove you're not worthless.
Hey, worthless, we're here with an offer.
It's like, goddamn, I gotta stop using worthless as my middle name. No, I think that'd be a great way if people did contact me that way. I'd be more interested
God.
If all these companies were like, hey, you're worthless, but
then,
if you do this, you can prove you're worth something, I'd be more inclined to do stuff for them. It's like, I gotta prove to this guy that I'm not worthless. They didn't call us worthless. They were really nice.
So if you ever send George an email, call him worthless.
Just have subject description, you're worthless, and I'll automatically open it. I'll reply. Because you're baiting me into it. Like,
tricking them.
Yeah. It's like, I gotta prove to them.
I will be the best. Be the Pokemon master of this email.
I don't know Pokemon at all.
Yeah.
Fucking Pikachu. Zap him, whatnot.
Zap-a-zaps.
But yeah, so Green Man Gaming, they've been around for a while. They have some pretty cool deals. I think this weekend they had sales on like a lot of the train simulator stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always wanted to play train simulators, so maybe I'll get that.
I think I played one of the older ones.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah, I like some simulators. Like,
some sims are fun.
It's it's just kind of a nice, like, change of pace almost. Like, I know
it's
you
relaxing
have it.
Because like you can. It's like a task you do, but it's relaxing.
Yeah, I know that you have Euro Truck Simulator too, right? Yeah, like I'm looking forward to when they release American Truck Simulator, which they're working on because. Just going on road trips across America. Yes, I'm driving a truck and I have to deliver stuff, but still, it's just like. All right, I can just take this long-ass trip, and yes, it's just on the roads, but it seems like really relaxing, almost. Yeah. I know Simon just drives for fun. He intentionally took a job that he has to drive like an hour to
and
back every day. I was like, but it makes sense for him. Like, everyone that I know is like, Simon, you're crazy, and he's just like, I like driving, so.
Yeah, so I
guess. That's his idea of relaxing in the morning or after work. I'm like, God damn it, you're a crazy person, but he's not dead yet,
so. Yeah, if you like it, then go for it.
Yeah, no. He's, and like I said, he's not dead, so...
That dead crazy person.
Dead crazy
not
person.
Not dead crazy person.
Yet.
Yet.
One day.
Old age.
Old age, driving to work. He's still working when he's like 80.
He dies while driving. He'll be self-driving by then, so it's okay.
Yeah, so the car kills him.
Yes.
So then his family will sue whatever company made the car.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep, we're planning ahead. We're future-proofing. All right, so this is a shorter podcast, though, so we're going to probably wrap up in a little bit.
All right.
But, so like we said, Battlefront was fun.
Yes.
So are you going to get it on release?
Probably. I mean...
Yeah. What do you think about the season pass? Like, I know that was a bit pricey, but at the same time, it's the same as any other season pass, I guess.
I have to look at it because there was, like, the platinum version or something.
Yeah.
And that comes with the season pass. Or
yeah.
I have to see what's, like, the cheapest.
Way
like,
to buy it.
Yeah, because one of the versions, like, you get extra guns, which I don't care about, and then there's one where you get...
I think it was just, like, early access to them. I think you still get them regardless.
Okay, so then I need that, I guess, even less then?
Yeah.
So...
It just depends if you can, like, save, like, $5 or $10 if you buy the season pass bundled with the game.
But the thing is, like, I also bought, I think, the Battlefield 4 or 3 season pass, and I probably never used it, so, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I got the season pass for Battlefield 3, and I think... later on in, like, the game's lifespan, I would just... You know how when you went to the server browser, you could just choose what maps you wanted to play on?
Mm-hmm.
I would always just choose, like, just the base game maps.
Yeah.
Or I would choose just, I forget what it was called, like, the Metro one, where you start out outside.
Oh, yeah.
The one from the beta, I only ever played that map towards the end of the game's lifespan. And the thing was, that was the only map everyone else wanted to play as well, so...
That's interesting, cause it's like... That one's close quarter combat, right?
Starts off... somewhat long distance, goes more close quarters. Although you could snipe like down the subway tunnel.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I always liked that map a lot. I just like subway stations, I guess. Because I liked Fallout 3, even though I got lost all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that in Fallout 4 as well.
Getting lost in the...
Yeah. You saw the live action trailer?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I just like how he very casually like took a gun and just like shoots the red, which
like,
yeah,
like,
whatever.
Not even paying attention.
Yeah, it's like, eh. No recoil here.
Yeah. I know they were showing off, but when he fights the super mutants and he misses.
Yeah.
And then the super mutants shoot and they miss, I was like, oh,
Vats, come on, guys.
They both suck horribly at shooting.
Ugh, come on, turn up the difficulty. Realistic weapon damage, first mod we need. But one thing I noticed, though, is that they're really stressing the welcome home, like, tagline for the game.
Yeah, that's, like, the tagline. Like
yeah.
Said, yeah.
So I'm kind of, like, curious if that's... If your home, or, like, the fact that you're from Boston is going to tie in, like, substantially to the story at all, since you were, like, from before the war, and then you just woke up, like, 200 years later. But we're less than, like, a month away now, so it's pretty crazy. I think, like, literally, like, three weeks now.
Probably. I think it's under, definitely,
yeah. Yeah.
It's either 20 or under 20 days.
Yeah, I think it was... I think by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be literally, like, 21 days, because this comes out on a Monday.
Okay.
So.
Probably, yeah.
Either way, I have a feeling that I gotta stock up on, like, all the multiplayer stuff with you now, because once that game comes out, I'm never gonna hear from you again.
I'll never come back.
I'll never hear from you
again. Gone forever.
The next time I talk to you, after Fallout 4 comes out, you'll have already reached your 1,000 hours in it. It took you years in New Vegas. It's gonna take you, like, a week.
That'll be good.
It's not even possible. No,
yeah,
it's not physically possible.
I'll freeze time in my room and just... come back, I'll be like 80.
That way you can't be spoiled.
Yes.
Like, that way no one can spoil the game for you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
and
locked chamber.
I know you don't have an Xbox One, mm-mm. but the Halo 5 preload is already available, so I was going to get a disc version, but I was like, no, I'm just gonna preload it now. And I think one of the reasons for that is Microsoft actually started giving out, like, some early access codes to some, like, big streamers. So, did you hear about the guy who... was the first person, and I think he's still the only person, to hit 1 million gamer score?
No.
Oh, well, he was the first person.
Wow.
And I think the only person to hit 1 million gamer score. Since then, he's, like, hit 1.2 million.
Jeez.
And I think he hit the 1 million just on Xbox 360 games. I could be wrong, but I know the vast majority of it was 360 games.
And it does get transferred over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because I still sometimes play my 360 and... if I get an achievement there, it, like, automatically shows up my profile for Xbox One.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Except, when you're on the 360, it'll just... you know how it lists all your games and the achievements you have?
Yeah.
On the 360, it'll just be at the top. It'll just say Xbox One games.
Okay.
Which makes sense, since it's not, like, programmed to read that data specifically, since it's the next-gen hardware.
Yeah.
But I like that. But, so he was, a lot of the streamers who were given the codes, they were told, like, you can play Missions 1... 2, 3, and 8. Well, they could play whatever they wanted, but they could only stream 1, 2, 3, and 8.
Yeah.
But with Halo, you have to beat the levels to get to the next level. So, like, I was watching the guy who has the million gamer score. He was like, beat mission 3. I was like, fuck, I guess that's the end of the stream. I have to play through 4 through 7 so I can stream 8.
Oh my god.
And I don't know if the multiplayer is completely online yet, because I haven't seen anyone stream the multiplayer yet. So they might just be, like, still testing that just for, like, some last minute patches.
Yeah.
But either way, I was just, like, watching it, and, because you played like the earlier Halos, like Halo 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I played the earlier ones, yeah.
I'm getting like a very Halo 2 vibe from the game.
Really?
And I really loved Halo 2, so I'm pretty excited for it.
A lot of people
liked.
I think it's one of their favorites, at least, I think.
I mean, it was the game that essentially launched Xbox Live as a service, and it was probably one of the best Xbox Live games on the original Xbox, since Xbox original wasn't like 360 where you had like the friends and everything. All that had to be built into the game itself. So Halo 2 was like one of the first and really one of the only games that had a lot of those features that then became like so standard just for 360 and was just built into everything.
Makes it easier, yeah.
But yeah, like I know, like I said, I know you don't have an Xbox. You'll probably never get one. Which is always weird to me because like a lot of the bigger YouTubers, they'll just like get every console to get like exclusive titles for videos. So like, example, the Rad Brad has an Xbox One and a PS4. He mainly plays stuff on PC, I'm pretty sure, but he got a PS4 to do... Well, he had a PS4 beforehand, but he did Until Dawn on PS4. He also did the Xbox One stuff for the Halo 5 pre-release, because that was this past week. But it always surprised me that you never, like, just got another console
or something. Yeah, no, it just doesn't interest me, I guess.
No, that's... I understand that, yeah. It's also just easier to have everything on one system,
I guess. Yeah, just one main thing. Just stay there.
Yeah, I get you, no. The only reason I bring it up is because I have, like... Everyone else is taking that approach as well. I have almost no friends left with consoles. So I'm just sitting here on my own. It's like, Halo 5's coming out.
No one else.
Who's getting it? The only person who might be getting it is Nissan, who mods for our streams. Yeah. He's getting it, but he's probably not getting it till Christmas. I was like, damn it.
I have to wait.
I want people to play with, like, the day it comes out. Yeah. And, like, play with them on stream. And I'm like, damn it, I just want anyone I know. I might have to resort to, like, talking to my ex-girlfriend. It was like, hey, I know you're getting Halo 5. You want to be in a stream? She showed up in the chat for one of my streams recently.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But without, like, saying who she was, I just started yelling, like, you, get out of here. We don't want your kind around here. And in the chat, everyone was just like,
whoa, where...
Is he talking to me? I was like, you know who you are. And I was like,
you know.
What? And then I just, like, said her username and started cursing her out. She's like... And then later, she was like, you're a dick. I was like, yeah, you know. She's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, obviously good terms otherwise.
Yeah. Jokingly, obviously.
Yeah. You're a dick. Yeah. I have one.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Nice, huh?
All right. So we're going to stop here because we're at almost 50 minutes in. So,
all right. That's good.
Thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for coming to the bathroom.
I mean, it's my bathroom, so...
It's a nice bathroom.
I need you to step outside. I am not wearing pants right now.
Didn't realize
don't
that.
Don't look down at all. Don't worry, I won't. Eyes up here, buddy.
Yeah,
eyes
I'm good.
Up here. All right, so... God damn it, where is Sam? We gotta start filming soon.
Let's do it.
I'm super stressed about this. I'm super stressed about everything. I don't like it.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thanks for watching.